Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast.
Lord, it's been so long. It's been so long.
Jesus. It was before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah. Christmas was last year was the last time we did it. Last year.
It was all the way last year. Man.
I want y'all to know it's the executive producer, director, the editor.
Yes, so Holidays started it, but my health finished it.
Man, them little dirty babies, I'm telling you, babies are dirty. I don't care. You can thank your baby the cleanest baby. They all little germ bots.
Oh, and then when they go to daycare, they around other babies. And it don't matter how clean your baby is.
Get more dirt.
Yeah.
More little germ bots.
So, and then, yeah. And my little immune system, my little immune system just couldn't hold up. But we're here, we're back, we're rolling, and we have a good show for you today. And for everyone who has been asking, because shockingly, people have been asking.
I'm surprised they ain't gave up on us. thank y'all for holding in there, people.
We are going to be getting back to all of me. We're going to end today's show with just a recap of what we know so far, and then we'll get back with it. Maybe later on this week if T has time, but if not,
definitely. Yeah, we might squeeze one in, because I feel bad, because I wanted y'all to know what was happening.
Yes, we are very excited to get going back on that, but we want to at least give y'all a recap in case y'all have forgotten, because Lord knows I'm close to have forgotten.
It was last year, the last time.
It was way last year. Last time we heard from
we talked about it, so.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. But first, I want to give T a few moments to voice her feelings on her Los Angeles Lakers and the drama that continues to surround them. Go ahead.
So, I wish we could put that baby up on the screen.
Oh my goodness!
I wish we could put that baby up on the screen, and that was just summing it all up for me. But we can't put the baby up there. But this is part of the reason I was leery of LeBron James coming. Like, you always, you know, want a superstar, but it's just always so much drama with him. It is not saying that he's causing it, but it's just always around.
It just it follows him. It just, you know, because of who he is and, you know,
right,
what he brings.
And then I'm so happy that Anthony Davis trade didn't happen, because I really like Kyle Kuzma and I like our pieces. I'm giving Lonzo Ball 1 million a year. And I say that because we see year three has done, what's the kid we had, the left-hand kid that we sent to Nets? D'Angelo.
Russell.
Year three has.
Yes.
Three might be the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
So, taking into consideration that he didn't get to really do much because he had the bum leg, you know, as far as working on his shot and his game, really not sure why he can't shoot free throws, because you can be in the wheelchair and shoot free throws, but that's another story for another time. So I'm giving him next year is it. I really want to be off on it now, but people continually say how defensively he's solid, and the defense, I guess he's doing something on defense because they're atrocious since he's been gone. So I'm just wanting to, I'm wanting to be a fan, but it just, I ain't feeling it. I really would like Kawhi if we could get him. I think that'll be a nice piece, and we don't have to lose the pieces we already have. We could just sign him, have LeBron, have Kuzma, and the rest of the game. And whoever, you know, if Rondo want to stay or whoever that want to stick around. But I don't like that we got rid of Zubac. I thought he was a good big man. I don't care that you want to stretch three.
And made history. Y'all isn't that the boy y'all traded to the Clippers?
Yeah.
Yeah, made history. That was the first time L.A. to L.A. and
going to blow up.
In a minute.
So, he had soft hands. He worked hard. I mean, he ain't super athletic, but he still was putting in work. I don't know what Luke Walton is doing. How do you trade for the... What's the kid name that we got from, I think, Detroit? And he automatically starts. What do we do this? He ain't been with the team. He don't know a play. He don't know a defensive assignment. And he came right out of that trade and got a starting role. If I'm Contavious Caldwell-Pope or somebody, I'm feeling some kind of way, but go ahead.
Exactly.
Luke. That's that baby. I need that baby face. I need you to find that. Can we put that baby face in the corner?
Luke knows he's coaching for his job, sadly. But he knew what it was when LeBron showed up. That things was going to be different. Expectations were going to be at an all-time high. And they in danger of missing the playoffs. And people make what they want out of that picture of that video clip of the end of that blowout when they were getting killed. Who was it that y'all got smoked by?
Who didn't? They got beat up twice, didn't they?
And LeBron was six chairs away from every other player on his team on the bench.
Yeah,
and then there was a game right after that where he exploded on them on the court, which, you know, he has a tendency to do sometimes.
Well, I won't say that. I don't really know what you're talking about on that one. I might have missed that. I remember that it was they got rid of Beasley, the center, and somebody else apparently had beef with him. Because I don't think LeBron was playing that game. Unless we talking about something different. I don't recall him having a...
You're talking about the bench?
Yeah, when they lost to somebody, and it was like that Beasley and... What's the center's name that came from the Warriors?
Oh, McGee.
McGee. And they tried to throw Lance Stephenson in there, but Lance said he ain't had nothing to do with that little squabble. And I think Lance should get more playing time. Yeah, he be doing some dumb stuff, but he ain't scared. And some, I mean, you know, if he get rolling, he rolling.
Yeah, when he's got his head on right, he a good little piece. This is not the team that's gonna be there next year. There's gonna be, you know, hopefully y'all get some free agents.
Here's the thing. Either you're gonna make a run for the playoffs, or I don't care about LeBron and he been in the playoffs and all this. If you're gonna lose, go ahead and lose and have at least some 1% chance of getting that one ball.
Yes. Yes.
Like, don't be mediocre. Don't make the playoffs. And then your percentage chance of that go down to 0.111. Like, be all in.
Because the minute they're the 9 seed in the West and they're out the playoffs, their chances of you know, getting a high draft pick drastically increased, because we all know what happened with Patrick Ewing and the Knicks.
That's hilarious.
Listen, the NBA can do what they want to do, and we know this. But, it's just a matter. I know he's been, and LeBron, that is he, I'm always going to pronounce, but LeBron has been to, what, 9 straight finals? And I know that's an impressive streak, but
the more he go to, First of all, I don't think it's the finals. They just saying the playoffs. When the last time he missed the playoffs was what? When he was a rookie or something?
Probably.
So, for him not to be in the playoffs is fine. He need to go rest somewhere.
I mean, that's pretty much why he moved to L.A. to sit out there and do other things besides basketball. I don't know
what he moved to L.A. for the kids, for the city, for whatever.
Go sit back.
All them games they were losing earlier, then I was like, oh, these are the games that we got LeBron for because we wanted you to be like, oh, them close games we will win. Now they need them games.
Yes, he just needs to finish out this season. Sit outside the playoffs, get you a nice draft pick, go make Space Jam 2, and don't screw it up. Because if you screw it up, I'm coming for you, because you know I already have feelings about him trying to remake it anyway.
Well, it's time for a remake. With all the new technology, it might be cool. So it'd be interesting who they get to be the director for it.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. I had heard at one time the director, I can't think of his name, Ryan Coogler.
The dude that did Panther?
Black Panther, yes. I heard he was attached to it. That would be interesting. I'm just trying to see who's going to play what piece.
What would you mean? You know, if LeBron do it, he going to be the main.
Oh, I know that, but I'm saying I'm talking about if they do a full remake of the original, who's going to play the Charles Barkley role?
Kyrie gonna be in it, unless he can't because of a schedule. I think he did a good acting job in his movie, Uncle Drew. I mean, I'm sure, it's so many of them ballers that be wanting to act. That's not going to be a problem to find people that want to participate.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to be in a movie with LeBron than to actually come play with him on his team.
So, I don't think the playing with him is the problem. It's the media, it's the circus that's around when he around.
It's all the things Kevin Durant spoke about. It's a lot that comes around LeBron. You know,
but Kevin Durant almost sound like to me like it was LeBron's fault. And I was like, well, he don't have no control how the media react when the team lose and all that. If I could play with a star, I would. I mean, forget that. I'm going to my locker room. I could care less what they talking about. I'm getting my checks. And if we doing well,
the better you do, the higher them checks going to be.
And so getting your bonus for making the playoffs. I'm sure they get a bonus for every round they go. I ain't got time.
I'm sure we'll be speaking more on this foolishness as the weeks go on.
Yeah, because so, I got a feeling that the way they're going, they ain't going to make the playoffs because LeBron just don't look right to me.
And so moving on, there's no real transition. Usually I'm better than this, but... No,
this is what happens when you like LeBron to have 17 days games off.
So, oh goodness, yeah. So for all of you who don't know where this is coming from, Monique, we spoke about it before in earlier podcast, her feuding with Tyler Perry and Oprah and Lee Daniels over everything that basically transpired from. From her winning her Oscar with Precious
and the Emmy and all them, yes. Golden Globe, all that run she went on,
so
which was amazing anyway,
right? And you thought maybe her she was fixing to just soar, and yeah,
she soared right to the ground.
Yeah,
she
crash landed. So yeah, if you haven't seen that, please go back at our previous episodes and listen to those. And do your little research. It's worth it. But if you haven't seen what we're about to talk about,
y'all don't see her telling them that they can suck her private parts. Even though the other stuff was a while back, that was more recent when mm-hmm. she was on stage and said that Tyler, Oprah, who else could suck her?
Lee Daniels.
And Lee could suck her privates. So
this past week, think, wasn't it? Yeah, it was just last week.
Yeah, you sent me that email.
Monique came on the Steve Harvey afternoon show, his talk show, and they basically kind of hashed out because she was very critical of how they, for how her quote unquote friends in the business kind of didn't really have her back, and Steve was one of those people that she was critical of. And because Steve kind of told the company line a little bit where he was like, you know, this isn't the way we need to go about it. And that was his whole makeup from, you know, coming to this moment of them getting together. And they hashed it out. They got heated with each other a little bit, back and forth going through it. But I feel like at the end of that, I felt like there was a light at the end of the tunnel of maybe this all maybe come to an end at some point. Did you get that feeling? I know that Monique was still headstrong.
I mean, I don't know, you know, where they stand. We'll see how much influence, I won't say power, but we'll see how much influence Steve Harvey has in the business. Because I've enjoyed most of the stuff she's been in. This Christmas song, I thought she was excellent in that. I didn't see the movie that she made before that. I can't even think of the name of it. I feel like the son was homosexual and there was some drama around. And she was the mom in that movie. What was it? Bluebird, Blackbird,
Some bird.
I think it was Blackbird. I didn't see Blackbird, but I've enjoyed the stuff she's been in. I'm fine with her as a person. My only deal with the, as far as I know, I mean, I don't know her, but my only deal with the Netflix thing was I was like, you can't ask people to just stop using something they're paying for. It's one thing if it's like a service where they go on and pay per use, all right. But to say, oh, you pay this monthly, now I want you not to use it to help me boycott. I don't know what she could have said, but I was like, I don't think you thought that one through to ask me, like, I'm paying for this monthly to say, let's not use it. Because they still going to get that money out of my credit card or whatever you had it on.
Right.
But I like that she is not afraid to use her voice regardless of the consequences. I appreciate that because I did not like how Steve Harvey was like, oh, and I could be wrong, and I said this to you in the email. It sounded to me like he was saying, drop your integrity and get the money and then pick your integrity back up later. And I was like, I don't agree.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, I mean, because I don't know him. I don't know if that's really what he meant, but that is how it came off on screen, just watching it. That's how he did come across.
Like, he was like, well, you have to forget that. She was like, no. And I was like, yeah, no. Why would I just drop my integrity, something I believe in, just so I can keep getting a check? Like, that pretty much leans into this whole situation with Gucci and how the boxer dude goes and buy all that money after that whole Gucci sweater ordeal.
Oh, Floyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, he clearly, I don't know if he got any integrity. It was questionable in the first place, but it's getting worse. Because then wasn't he in jail for sexual assault or something charges? So yeah. His whole integrity is questionable anyway. But back to Monique, I like that she stand up for herself when she think that she has been wrong and she should. And you might not agree with what she said, but if she's, and I don't feel like she have any reason to lie. If all of y'all were telling her whatever behind the scenes, but nobody was speaking up when, you know, they were in the front, in the light, she right, she should have been mad.
Right. And I didn't know, like, I knew about the recorded phone call she had with her and her husband had with Tyler. Yeah,
she was a little bit messy with putting that out.
But I didn't know until I did the looking at the other videos. I didn't realize that she had to deal with Oprah, where Oprah had her
mom on there. Oprah was messy for that.
Well, had her brother that abused her or whatever.
Go ahead.
her. She had her brother on the show that supposedly molested her.
Yes.
And then had her mom and daddy on the show with her.
She told the whole thing early on when this was going on about, 4 or 5 years ago. She talked about how she didn't appreciate, because the way she explained it, it was like she had talked to Oprah.
Right.
And Oprah never told her that she was going to have her parent and the child molester.
Now, she did say she knew about the brother going on. She did say that. She knew about the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. She knew about the brother. She didn't know about the mama or something going on. And then the mama on there, somebody on there drunk, pretty much embarrassing the family.
Well, her and her mama, they were estranged. I think still are.
Because the molestation situation, I believe.
Well, that's why she wasn't happy with Oprah having her on there. And then her daddy was on there who she claimed was drunk. And you could tell he wasn't right on the show when they kept paying it over to him. He was,
talking. Why would I do that? Why would I bring your parents, Brian? I don't even want to use us because we friends. And I don't know that they friends. But, I mean, even if you not my friend and I just know how the industry work, why would I want to embarrass you by bringing your family out here and they unstable, for lack of a better word, for a few dollars? Like, Oprah was already, she big. You had a big name. You didn't gain anything from bringing her family out there like that and putting that out there. I didn't understand why she would do that, but people do the strange things for them greenbacks.
They do.
Greenbacks and ratings for ratings.
I'm sure there'll be more to come from this as we go through, because, like I said, I felt like there was a chance, even though she was still headstrong, I feel like there was a chance on her end to reach out if Tiger and Oprah and them and Lee, if they felt like it was even something that they were interested in from their end, that would be interesting to see if they, could have all come together. And I ain't saying, get to a point where you work together. You don't have to be that, but just get to a point where you're not constantly answering questions about each other in the media. Just have this get put behind you.
Because Oprah tried to act like she all Miss Clean and ain't done no dirt. Because when I remember one interview where she was like, oh, well, she's above that and all this. I was like, oh, but you try to act like you wasn't wrong. Like, that wasn't inappropriate for you. Yeah, you can bring whatever guest you want on, but it seems to me that, because these people without her name, Monique's name, nobody cares about them. So it just seems to me that you wouldn't throw your sister under the bus, and I mean that as in a black woman, another black woman under the bus, the way you did. And then get mad because she didn't want to go above and beyond for the precious, what is it called when they have to go out and
sell the promotional tour? Yeah.
Because she told that whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, they talking about they don't pay for promotion. Okay, well, I'm not going. Oh, well, we'll pay for your family and all to fly out. That's money. You can give me that money then. Like, what's the difference? Right. You won't give me a check, but you'll pay for me and my husband and my kids to come out to do it. But
quite honestly, I'm pretty sure she's used to not having them around when she's off promoting stuff anyway.
Right.
So it's not something that they're not all used to. But I don't know. Tyler and Oprah may not have, a care in the world about fixing this, but I know Lee might be inclined to,
I would say the opposite. I would say if any of them, I would say Tyler might be the one that would be inclined, because I feel like he had called her or had done something else to try to reach out before them other two just kind of been like, whatever.
That's true. But I'm just saying, as far as from a perspective, because Lee looked like he fixing to have some more drama he gonna have to deal with. So,
well, if it's Jussie Smollett or whatever this boy's name is, turn left. Yeah, that's just a mess. I don't even know.
When it all came out, I sat back. I didn't react any type of way. I was like, I hope this isn't true.
All I was like, oh Lord, another hate crime. And then I had moved on with my life. Literally, right. I was like, oh Lord, another hate crime. Here we go. Move on.
Yeah.
Then it was like, oh, he lying. I was like, okay, wait a minute, wait a minute. Where did that come from?
And then, you know, they had the two persons of interest, which they wound up bringing into custody. And you know, all this time they were looking for two white males. Then the two persons of interest wind up being two Nigerian brothers that actually work on Empire.
See, now, do that make sense? How do we get two white people and now they're Nigerian? Okay, that might be some white people in Nigeria. I don't know. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm just...
I'm pretty sure it's some white people in Nigeria, but still, go ahead.
So the latest is they've been released. The police still want to talk to Jesse. Jesse is not... made himself available, you know, other than the initial, you know, when he talked to him. And now there's reports that they believe that he created this whole, you know, he orchestrated this whole thing.
And
why? I don't know.
What do they think he can get out of it? You gotta know if this goes left. Like, if I'm sitting out and trying to plot this out, even if I don't think I'm going to get caught, I would think you would consider, like, okay, if this goes bad, what's going to happen? Like, he can throw his career in the trash if this found out that he set this up. Like, ain't nobody finna deal with that.
Well, it's just it's crazy how things can turn out. Like, yeah, so many people coming, rushing his defense, and so many big-time names.
Yeah, but a lot of people weren't. Twitter, from my people, because you know I ain't on there. But I was asking, they was like, yo, Twitter was lit lighting him up, saying he was lying. So a lot of people they were like, they didn't believe it.
Well, I'm talking about like big name celebrities were coming to his defense. They were rushing. Now, there's those people who, if you're not a comedian, if you're not an actual comedian, those people who were going to his defense that weren't actually comedians have not said a word since this other part of the story has come out. But the comedians are all giving him HE double hockey sticks over the fact that he said, you know, allegedly set all this up. They're giving it, I was like, he's fixing to be the butt of so many jokes.
Okay, so wait a minute. So, okay, let's go back because I'm not. He went out to Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this? Like, he on shoot? He at home?
They're in Chicago shooting, and he's at his, I think it's a family member's condo or somewhere. That's where he's staying during the shooting.
He go to Subway and get attacked on his way home.
And for people who are not, you know, hip to the lingo, I don't mean shooting as in they shooting. Don't get it twisted. It's Chicago. I know you might get twisted up in there. No. No, I mean, he's shooting Empire.
TV show.
Yes, correct. They are filming Empire in Chicago. Anyway, so yeah, he goes, he gets him a Subway sandwich at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's my problem. What's that way open at 2 a.m.? Okay,
why is he walking to and from at 2 a.m.? Here
we
go,
victim blaming.
No, I'm just asking, in Chicago. I joke.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, talking about you going to Subway, and what Subway is open at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you better call Uber Eats or something. Like who was out in anywhere? I don't even care if it's Chicago at 2 a.m. talking about I'm going to get something to eat on foot. All these things don't bode for a good combination of things to happen. It doesn't.
I don't know. Yeah, this time next week, we'll probably have a whole new spin on it. Who knows?
We're not victim blaming. However,
no.
These are questions.
I'm just asking questions.
Like, why at 2 o'clock in the morning? I'm still curious what Subway this is. Is this like a 24-hour Subway?
You it must be. I've never known a 24-hour one, but it must be. And then
you need to be at home sleep or something at 2 o'clock. I shouldn't say that. I would have been at home sleeping.
And then allegedly... And, you know, it's been so many peaks and valleys in this story. Allegedly, he was beat down. They were yelling out, you know, this is MAGA country.
And I was like.
And, you know, a bunch of other little slurs and stuff. And then They put up.
They didn't want to bring his phone in. That was curious. Didn't they want to look at his phone or something?
Right, and allegedly he deleted some numbers out of it. I don't know. And then they put a noose around him, which he kept on his neck. All the way until the police got there. And allegedly, because he didn't want to tamper with evidence. Supposedly, they poured bleach on him, but there's no sign of bleach. Any kind of effects.
So that he should have read the bleach. Like, his clothes should have started changing colors at some point if he kept it on.
Right. He should have turned into Michael Jackson.
Unless they had some cheap bleach. Okay, we victim blamed.
I know. I need to stop.
These are questions. These just questions that come to mind. Yes. This is a lot to be set up. This is why it seems fake. Like, you wouldn't be saying, all right, pour some bleach on me. Like, you should know that get in your eyes and stuff. Like, at worst, you know you got to work the next day. Anyway, what else are we talking about? Because this is too much.
Yeah, so moving on to happier things. Avengers Endgame continues to have more possible plot leaks and theories out there in the universe.
Well, can somebody tell whoever they've been releasing these mini trailers or whatever, that piece of junk, 22 seconds that they released for the Super Bowl, have a seat. Actually, have several seats.
I think one or two things. Either one, there has been some time passed since Thanos, did his snap. And then they're trying to show us that, or they're trying to misdirect us and make us think that time has passed. Because allegedly, some of the leaks that have come out here recently are plot leaks that are on IMDb, which, can be hit or miss. But allegedly, it picks up right after the snap. So I don't know if it picks up and then all of a sudden you get like 5 years later come across the screen and they're all still trying to figure out a way to fix things.
It can't be right after the snap because you wouldn't have. It's got to be in some months or 6 months. You wouldn't have the ability. You remember that screen that's running with the people that's missing? Mm-hmm. Like, right after the snap, you wouldn't know that yet. Like, you would have to find out who, like, be putting out calls like, oh, Black Panther not answering his phone. Oh, we ain't heard from Spider-Man. Oh, like, it needs some time to find out all these people that's missing that were scrolling on that screen.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure out why is Shuri up there on that screen? Because we never saw her disintegrate. Now, we didn't see everybody, I'm sure, disintegrate, but I thought Shuri, I think that was probably a misdirection. That was probably them putting it in there, making us think, because I still think Shuri's going to play a big part in this new
trying to do whatever, overcome whatever this new bad person is.
Yes. I think,
Well, then I finally saw Ant-Man and Wasp.
What'd you think?
I love it, but I'm just mad why they don't send him out into the time warp machine thing, and then they all three of them, one of them could have lived. The chances are,
one of them would survive. He's stuck in the quantum realm, and all three of them just dusty.
But then all of a sudden he pops up but he had got out of the quantum realm before when his daughter in his daughter's bedroom situation in the first Ant-Man. So, but then he pop up and Captain America like, is this live feed?
Yeah. But
I thoroughly enjoy Ant-Man and Wasp. I have watched it, I won't lie, about 10 or 15 times. That's literal. Just be putting it on and doing other things while it's on.
I rewatched it the other day because I wanted to see the end cutscene where they all get dusty because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't gonna get tricked, and there was actually three piles of dust on the at the end.
They all disintegrated.
Because I didn't want it to be a situation where two of them got dusted and one of them is cowarded. Like, what in the world is going on? And that's when
they all died.
Yeah, so all dusted, three of them
or whatever disintegrated. But then that van that he was standing in front of when he had the door, that van should have still been sitting there wherever they sent him off to the quantum realm, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. You think they're going to use Ghost?
I hope so. I feel like there's still more to do with her character. And maybe they're going to have a third Ant-Man. I don't know. But right. I feel like we're not done. I want to see her, you know, at her full capacity now that she's getting healed, allegedly.
So now she's stuck on pause because he was going down there to get some.
Yes.
Some kind of juice to help her, but you know, then it all fell apart. Unfortunately, that's the story of her life.
But no, as far as the time jump, there got to be a little bit of time because Captain America is clean shaved.
Oh boy, got a beard.
Yeah,
when she go to get him, and he don't turn evil.
Hawkeye. Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And Black Widow has long blonde hair.
Blonde hair. Some time has passed.
It's gonna be interesting.
Are we getting a Captain Marvel movie first?
Here in a couple weeks, March 8th.
Okay.
March 8th. I have actually opening night tickets, and I'm very excited about. You know, I ain't been to an opening night movie since them Tyler Perry being you used to go to. And it'd be 400 people in the theater.
Old ladies all came from church.
That was the last time I been to an opening night. So
man, get out of
here. Hilarious.
They dressed to the nines, y'all.
They coming there ready for that.
Sunday's best on with the hats and everything.
And you know when
one was that?
Oh gosh.
It's when she first get changed up with new hair.
I think so. Yeah, she
man, first. Man, you know, like, no, that was in the building, y'all.
I can't wait to see how they come out for the funeral.
The last one.
Yes.
Like everybody gonna come in black.
I wanted to see his play, Madea on the Run. Now we off on a tangent, but anyway, Madea on the Run, the play I think comes to Jackson. That's the closest to me. It's like 3 hours away. I wanted to see it, but I don't think I'm gonna get up there. I just had to wait for the quiet is kept. Anyway.
Hold on. Yo, this is not a secure line, sir. Yeah. It's not a secure line. So I saw the Incredibles. Since we down this line, we're going to stay on it. Okay. I saw the Incredibles. I was a little disappointed. Jack was getting on my nerves a little bit. I was like, is this normal for superpower babies? Like that they have, they're all over the place until one settles in.
Mm-hmm. Felt like they really truly went all the way with the turn for the husband. Cause I felt like he was too much in his feeling. I thought eventually they were gonna have a little story arc where he comes around, but I don't feel like they really got there.
Yeah, he never bought into that.
He was
trying his best to support his wife and her career.
He ain't like being a stay-at-home daddy.
He didn't buy into that. And with that baby all over the place, who would? He can't sleep. Baby disappearing from room to room. If you don't give him a cookie, he turned into a monster. That was a lot. I didn't see the value in that. When does this stop? You know what I did know, though? I knew that girl that was the sister to the two that was funding the whole endeavor.
Yes.
I was like, she don't like this. She mad that the superhero, that the daddy was banking on superheroes to save them. I was not shocked when she was the culprit. Because I knew she was feeling some kind of way the whole movie. I thought that was a poor... I didn't like that her being the villain either. I wanted a better villain.
Yeah. I hope when we get a third one.
I hope it's better than that one. I was disappointed, I must say. After all that time I was waiting.
Yeah.
Like Toy Stories and Cars 2 and all them. They made us wait, but they came back with good stuff. Well, you know they're doing Toy Story 4.
Oh, yes. And
I don't know. We probably going too far with this, too.
How
long these toys last?
Listen, they, the, trailer for it looked kind of, Disney did this twice in a row, I feel. The Toy Story 4 trailer was kind of dark. And then Frozen 2 trailer, because Frozen 2's coming.
Yeah, that looks scary.
It is. I was like, this not for kids.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
And maybe they just did that on the first run just to throw it out there, and then it lightens up. But goodness. Mm.
Have you seen Ma? I think it's a Netflix series.
I know it with Octavia Spencer. No. But I gotta check it out.
I mean, I don't think the movie out, but I think the trailer, I was like, I can't watch this.
Yeah, it looked. Everybody said it looks like it's gonna be good. I'm gonna check it out.
Like, I'm a little bit scared. This thing like Scary Movie. It's supposed to be a psychological thriller. I was like, how much different is that than Scaring Me to Death?
Oh goodness, well.
Okay, so we back on Endgame. Interested to see Captain Marvel first before I worry about the Endgame, because I don't know where they're gonna take this. Is this an intro to Captain Marvel? Are we going to just get the backdrop of her story?
Yeah, I feel like we're going to get, you know, the early portions of who she is and why she is what she is. And, you know, I think when they do these intro stories, they do a really good job of for someone who doesn't read the comics, who never did. I feel like mm-hmm. they do a very good job of, you know, putting that all together for you.
Well, they need to revisit. And I don't even think this Marvel, but they need to revisit Green Lantern because that was awful.
Well, I think I don't know the Green Lantern is one, but I know that now that this Disney Fox deal is going down, we're fixing to get a lot of characters.
What Disney Fox doing?
Oh, Disney is buying Fox. It's like on the table. Okay,
now Disney doing too much.
Yes, it's not this completely not, done, but get a monopoly. It's basically done. It just ain't on paper done. So there's some things got to get worked out, but it's done. And now, you know, once it's officially done, X-Men can join the MCU. There's a whole bunch of different possibilities.
Oh Lord!
And you know, Fantastic Four.
You know, I ain't been able to bring myself to watch the last Logan. Because I know he chose to die.
It was actually good.
I mean, I watched part of it. I just ain't been able to bring myself to watch the second half. I guess I pulled myself together.
It was strange seeing him as an old beat-down man and then and Professor X just completely out of his mind.
Right, but how does that happen? What happened to his healing factor? He shouldn't get old. Where did we go wrong?
I gotta rewatch it. I only watched it like once, but something at the beginning kind of explains why and where they are, why they are where they are. You know, the world is against all.
Why is he old? This ain't right. I'm offended.
But yeah, supposedly the X-Men are coming to the MCU, and it's gonna be. You know, obviously a whole new crop up, and it's going to be new actors, new actresses. So I hope they do bring back Hugh Jackman for like an appearance. You know, I feel like that would be worth it.
Yeah. And I heard it's a Batman, another Batman. But I just don't like dude as Batman.
Oh, Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's come out and said he's not attached to the movie, so.
Good. Did you like Aquaman? I ain't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. No.
Oh well. Okay.
You want to get everybody caught up real quick on?
No, I don't remember what happened, y'all. Christian out here in these streets, and he trying to find a partner. Well, actually, not really looking for a partner. He's a male escort, for lack of a better word, that has had sexual relations with his clients. He gets a hookup because a friend for a wedding party. They catch feelings a little bit, but she's distant. And when she started to come around, she finds out that Christian was seen out by one of her relatives with some other woman, and she feels some kind of way and wants questions answered that he can't answer because he has a confidentiality contracts with his clients. So they break up. An old client from the way past that he hadn't heard from shows up and wants to hang out with him. He jumps at the chance because he had rather liked this client. And this is a client that he normally isn't sexual with. They hang out. She explains that she's no longer married. Well, one thing leads to another. And they are intimate. And he breaks all of his rules. And they intimate, but he later finds out that she's not even married anymore, so that relieves him a little bit. And then he starts to pursue her, and she's thinking it's about, you know, the money and about their client relationship is why he's being so nice and coming to her show and all this other stuff, but he's really trying to pursue her because he likes her. Then that blows up, and she's like, I can't see you no more. And he starts feeling some kind of way, and then they just part ways, and he moves on, and he's a little bit, I don't want to say depressed, but he's feeling, you know, he down. His family can tell. Speaking of his family, that his cousin almost get killed by the, by Bishop's,
yes.
Bishop's side man. That all work out, though. She don't die. We don't know where he is. He don't went missing. Christian went looking for him, though.
And that's pretty much where we at.
Then Christian, you know, get a call from, I can't think of her name. Is it Rowan? And she like, can we talk? And he like, for sure. Well, and we can meet. They meet. She like, I'm pregnant. And it's like, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know how he was going to take it. Like, who would know how, when you tell it, somebody that's an escort, they say, how it's going to go down.
Right.
But he all in. And we got to see what happens, because I might be start telling something that I shouldn't.
Yeah. I know that's about where it stops right there. I do remember that being the end, so.
Excuse me, people.
Because, you know, he finds out she's pregnant, and, you know,
He happened.
Wants to be a part of it, and that's pretty much where we left off, you know, last year.
Last year. Hopefully the producer, the director, the the editor won't get sick.
Yes. You know, I call it the Super Bowl syndrome, because it seems like every year around Super Bowl, something go down with my health.
You had that pink eye so bad, I was like, what the world? I was like, I don't think I ever seen pink eye like that. I don't see people's eyes like pretty much shut and pink, but that whole all up under there, I was like, that look like some milk burn. But if the doctor told you that's what it was.
Just put my business out on Front Street like that.
All your people know that you had pink eye.
Yeah.
From little germ bots in your life.
I went from pink eye and allegedly I guess I should have kind of figured this because I've had it in the, you know, growing up, but I didn't realize that, you know, usually you get your pink eye and then right at the pink eye you go have some type of little cold attached with it, and the eye doctor I saw told me that that's very common, and I said, well, good. I thought it was just me. I was like, I don't understand why I'm sick already. Right after this, I can't just get over pink eye and be done for a minute. I gotta
go. Well, pink eye is dangerous. Why?
But yeah. So that's where we are, people. Happy to be back and rolling. Yes. We almost didn't make it this morning.
No, the struggle was real, people. Google Hangouts is for the birds. Just put that on out there.
Google,
First off, y'all need to do something about that. That's awful.
Google, please continue to let us post our podcast on your website. Listen to me.
Y'all need to get that Google Hangout fixed.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
You almost had some new customers, but then it was just awful, and we had to go back.
Yeah.
So go get that together. Y'all making plenty of money. Y'all got plenty of people. That site is terrible. I just want that to be on record.
Yes, it's out there now.
Look, if you want to call me, look, I know y'all got, because it's free, y'all can look at everything. Go ahead, send me a message, and I'll tell you all the things that y'all can improve upon. Ooh. Did you see it, Brian?
Yes. Oh, man. Well, look here. That seemed like a good stop point to stop at.
Yeah, Google, get it together.
Yeah. And as always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
T, God is good again and again and again, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show Podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.